The post-match interview.
We go downstairs. Mark Blitzarve's waiting patiently with our own Heath Buck.
Certainly is, Kingy. One of the biggest wingmen ever to play at the MCG, mate. When was that all planned?
Probably halfway during the week. We had a look at it and looked at their forward line, and our back line's been pretty strong as of late. So, something different. It was enjoyable.
Tell us a little bit about the role tonight. Who was your opponent, and how did you try and play that role yourself?
Yeah, it was good. No real opponent, no focus there. Role was just try and get back and help in defence and set up where we can. And then also gave me the licence to get forward, which is, I thought, what I did okay, and Menegola did really, really well. So, different look, and I thought it went okay.
Blitz, Kingy up in the K-Rock box, along with Chuck Berry, Lee Brown, Darren Buick and Benny Cass. Geez, your eyes light up like headlights on a bus when you get inside forward 50 having a shot. You just couldn't convert.
Yeah. 1 point, one out in the full. I'd already had my celebration down pat, and didn't get to use it, so we'll work on that during the week.
Are you desperate to kick one? Is there a penalty at the Wacky Wednesday at the end of the year if you haven't got a goal beside your name?
Not that I know of. It's pretty good. That we get a lot of leniency as defenders, which is nice, so not too much there.
Talk to us about the week inside the four walls. Was there a siege mentality that the media were coming for you, and we're the first to put our hands up at K-Rock and say that we were questioning whether the season goes beyond tonight, and you've got beyond there, but talk to us about inside the four walls of the club.
We stick together pretty closely. We enjoy each other's company, and as coaches and players, we just back each other and get the job done. So we had a focus going in, made sure we start well, and really get around each other. And I thought when Busey kicked that goal in the fourth quarter, the energy was right up, and it was a good feeling.
Mark, well done. Great win, Darren Berry, and well done on your season, mate. I reckon you've had an outstanding season. You've been used a bit as a utility again, and I know you'll play any role, but I want to ask you about your captain. He went into the guts tonight, started off like a house on fire, your whole team. Centre clearances were dominant. He had the blood on his face, as he always does. Do you just look around and you think, gee, how lucky am I to be playing with this bloke?
Yeah, he's amazing. I try not to take it for granted, but I've never been at another team and had a different captain before, so I can only judge what he does, but he does everything to 100%. And I thought he's been fantastic during the week, amazing tonight, and we don't really expect anything less from him, though. We're not surprised. He's just incredible.
You mentioned Asava. We chatted to him before, and you could just tell the excitement in his voice. I mean, 27 games, it's 26 games of footy. He did it all tonight, took some great hangers. He kicked three goals up there with the tomahawk. He kicked four. He competed. I mean, everything you want from an athletic tall 40 provided tonight, and he looked so dangerous when you went forward.
Yeah, he's been amazing. He's improved out of sight this year. His strength's obviously in the air, but he's amazing when he gets to the ground too.
Yeah.
He's a real threat below the knees. So I thought he was awesome tonight. He flies for the ball and tries to take mark of the year each week, which we encourage. And I wouldn't want to be defending him, that's for sure.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to serve Solar. Speaking with Victoria's cat Mark Blitzarves, he's Benny Cass.
Mark, you've had more positions than a yoga instructor. Maybe just a downward dog yet. We haven't seen that one. But do you enjoy it, or have you sort of? I mean, the last 2 years has probably just been down back for you. But the last obviously 6 weeks you've been thrown around. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, it's good. It is good. There's a bit of pressure trying to take the best forward each week, and then you go in the ruck and you clash bodies. So it was nice tonight to just try and roll back and help the defence, but focus a little bit on myself, you could say. So, it's good. I like the challenge of not knowing each week. Obviously, I feel very settled in the back line, and the coaches are confident to play me there whenever, but I think it's a strength, my versatility, and worked well tonight.
You're an aerobic animal, and geez, the guy you were playing on for quite a bit of tonight's game, Andrew Gaff, he can run.
Yeah, he moves well. I think both him and Maston win the time trials at the Eagles, Scooter Sale reckons. So, he moves well, and he knows how to get the ball. He was very good tonight.
Well done tonight, Mark, and again, good luck for next week. Obviously, after the game, you sing the song with a fair bit of gusto. The coach calls you straight into the room for a quick meeting. What was the guts of that meeting?
Just to say he's really proud of us, and enjoy it tonight, and then we go again because we've got a job to do.
Mark, we mentioned your skipper, but I thought Cam Guthrie was probably nearly the best man on the ground tonight. He just provided another level of running. He missed last week, obviously. Really important, his role that he played tonight in this win.
Yeah, again, he's outstanding. he's been awesome. He doesn't really get the accolades that the TK and Danger and Sal get, but he does a job. He tends to go to someone and then plays off them. And he's really professionally. He's happy, pretty quiet, happy to keep to himself. But I thought he was terrific tonight, and he was really good during the week too. He sort of spoke quite a bit at meetings, and he's stood up as a real leader.
What position next week, Blitz?
Yeah, I was just going to say probably full forward next week for you.
I'll talk to Hawk and push him down back, and I'll play full forward.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure whether you're aware. You might see some footage that you might not want to see from Tom Hawkins being involved in an incident with Will Schofield, Blitz. So hopefully the match review officer doesn't see anything wrong with that, but we have our fingers crossed for that. We have our fingers crossed that we'll see you next Friday night in a preliminary final, and we're into a grand final the week after. Great to talk with you, Blitz, as always. We really appreciate your time on K-Rock.
Cheers, guys. Thanks.
Mark Blitzarth joining us there from down in the victorious Geelong rooms.
The post-match interview.